Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by a good friend of mine, Ken Keller. Ken, can you believe it? For 19 years now here at New Leaf, we focused on our core purpose of simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best. But please do start, though, Ken, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, who you are, who you serve. So over to you, Ken, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Okay, great. So I run strategic advisory boards. I bring CEOs and small business owners together in peer groups. It's lonely at the top. I would much rather have these ladies and gentlemen sharing their concerns and challenges with each other than with someone inside the company. That is probably not appropriate to do so. So we work on having a plan, we work on execution, and we hold each other accountable in our meetings. I also do one-on-one coaching with the CEOs for any issues that come up between the meetings. I've been doing this since 1994. I've got clients all over the country participating on Zoom, and I've got people in my groups who've been with me since before the turn of the century. Hard to believe, but they very much buy into the concept of peer group learning and accountability. So the question on the table is, what are best practices to help people and organizations be their best? And so I have three thoughts I want to share. The first thing is have a positive attitude. And you can see not positive attitudes just about everywhere you go these days, but the organizations that really are successful are the ones where you're greeted with a smile. If not in person, you can hear the smile on the phone or see it on the computer screen. And so when we're talking about having a positive attitude, it's not just to the customers or the clients, but also your coworkers and your business partners and other stakeholders. So there's a couple of things that come in the way of having a positive attitude. One is keeping score. This person got this and I didn't get it and I'm mad about that. Also taking things personally. Nothing is personal anymore. The reality is the business, it's the fault of the business, not your fault. We can fix the problems. And then believing that you have to be right. The reality is the people that pay our bills are the ones that are right. We may have to educate them so they have a better understanding of that, but they are the ones that are right. And then lastly, people say, well, it's not my job. Well, the reality is taking care of customers and each other is everybody's job. And frankly, if you don't have that attitude, I would suggest maybe either staying home until you get the attitude or maybe finding another place to work. But the bottom line is we're in this together. We've got to take care of each other. So that's the first thing. The second thing is there's a concept called the daily huddle. And I don't know how many millions of Americans watched the Super Bowl game or any college or professional football game. But before they run a play, they have a huddle. What do they do in the huddle? They check to make sure everybody's good. This is the plan. Here's what you need to do. Here's what I'm going to do. We don't do enough of that in business. We don't do enough daily huddles. And the reality is every small group in every company should get together for a few minutes in a stand-up meeting and talk to one another to make sure we're clear about what are we trying to get done today. So that's critical. If more companies did that, they would execute smoothly and they'd get a lot more done. So yeah, like a football team, you're on a team, huddle up. The last thing is this concept called positive feedback. We've gotten into this situation where we think feedback is always negative, and that is not the case. The reality is Positive feedback matters. Now, what does that mean? You've got to be specific about the feedback you're giving. You just can't say, "Hey, Charlie, good job. Good job doing what? Showing up, sipping my coffee, working on the machine, driving the truck." No, you have to be specific about your feedback. "Charlie, you did a great job. I know you didn't speed when you made that delivery at 5 o'clock, but you were there and you satisfied the customer, and we're all grateful for that." That's the kind of specific feedback we want, not "good job." Now, there's a lot of negative feedback, and oftentimes managers and supervisors, regardless of your title in the organization, tend to be thinking about, if they're screwing up and I'm going to go yell at them. That does nobody any good. When you have the opportunity to give negative feedback, you have to look at it from a different perspective. And that perspective is, it's a teaching moment. Yeah, you're disappointed. Yeah, you're frustrated. Yeah, you're angry. But you, as the manager, as the supervisor, have to teach your people what they weren't doing, what you wanted them to do, and how to do it correctly. It's just that simple. Just that simple. And if you don't have time to teach, then you don't want to be giving negative feedback. You just don't. It's just bad. It goes right over their head. And all you do is disengage the people that should be helping you. So that's kind of what I have today here, Paul. It's all about positive attitude. It's about getting a daily huddle and about positive feedback. And my saying for the day, my saying for my life is always forward, never backward.
I love that, Ken. I really love that concise, clear, very practical summary of those three things. That's just so excellent. And just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Ken, could we close it out with a virtual high five?
You better believe it, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks ever so much, Ken. And I really enjoy as well your writing in the Santa Clarita Valley Business Journal. Thank you for the encouragement that I write in there as well.
My pleasure.
Cheers.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.